let's talk about one of my favorite subjects.
Optimism.
Now, I know we hear a lot in the world about optimism and about positive thinking and mental attitude and everything, but let's look at what the scriptures say about it. 2 Nephi 10:23 says, "Therefore, cheer up your hearts and remember that ye are free to act for yourselves, to choose the way of everlasting death or the way of eternal life." And you remember what Jesus said when they saw him walking on the water and they thought he was a ghost or something? He said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Now, in case you're thinking that I'm confusing cheerfulness with optimism, let's look at Nephi. He's my favorite example of this. Remember in the very first verse of the first book of Nephi when he's saying, "I, Nephi, having been born of goodly parents," etc., etc., "and having seen many afflictions in the course of my days, nevertheless having been highly favored of the Lord." It's in the same breath that he's saying, "I've seen lots of afflictions, and I've been highly favored of the Lord." Did you ever see Nephi complain? Okay, read about him complain. Try to find it. It's not there. Sure, he has the whole "woe is me, woe unto me," or something, "for I am a wretched man" and stuff, but talking about being a wretched man is a little different than complaining. In that, he's just kind of being penitent and humble and stuff. But check this action out. Imagine you've had to leave your home, your bank account, your friends, and then go blaze the country in the wilderness. Oh, and you know that once you get to where you're trying to go, you gotta be in charge. Now, how did Laman and Lemuel react to all these problems? What'd they say when the Lord asked them to go back for the plates?
"I don't want to get the plates."
What did they say when the Lord told them time to build a boat?
"I don't want to build a boat."
Now, you may have had it pointed out to you before that Laman and Lemuel did the things that the Lord commanded him. They just complained the whole time. And tried to kill their dad and their brother and stuff, but you know. What was the difference between their reaction and Nephi's? Attitude! Now how come Nephi's attitude was so much better than his brother's? Was he wearing rose-colored glasses and saying, "Gosh, it's pretty out here. Look at all the amazing rainforests. That's not sand, that's rainforest." Of course not. He acknowledged the problems they were having and the difficulty they were facing. In fact, he said, "And it came to pass that we did again take our journey in the wilderness, and we did travel nearly eastward from that time forth. And we did travel and wade through much affliction in the wilderness. And our women did bear children in the wilderness." He totally knew it was tough. And I'm sure sometimes he didn't feel so good. Let's face it, life in the wilderness was not fun. But what did he say about it? This is continuing right where we left off. "And so great were the blessings of the Lord upon us that while we did live upon raw meat in the wilderness, our women did give plenty of suck for their children and were strong, yea, even like unto the men. And they began to bear their journeyings without murmurings." Did he just say the blessings of the Lord were awesome while they ate raw meat in the wilderness?
"Hey guys, you gotta try this stuff. It's really not bad."
New one. Okay. He even acknowledged that the moms were still able to provide plenty of mommy juice for the kids. And even said that the women were all buff. Well, I can tell you I've got a long way to go. Did you know that positive thinking actually does have an effect on the world around you? And I'm not talking about some cosmic karma thing. Although yes, prayer and the spirit help a lot. I'm talking about research that they've done on the brain. When a person thinks positively, has a positive attitude towards something, say a goal or something they're working toward, if they really do develop a positive attitude in their minds, it sends a message to the subconscious, helping our emotions, our actions, our feelings to all fall just a little bit more in line toward the goal. Because in essence, we've told our bodies and our minds, this is what we want. So if there's something you're struggling with, say scripture study or family time or even a family relationship, try using optimism, like real sincere optimism. And I'm pretty sure it's going to help. Just ask Nephi.
Oh yeah.
Thanks for joining us again today. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, But Who Came Up with Dating? A Humorous Guide to Help You Succeed at Dating, and Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of a missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Join us again next time for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome! I like being hungry. My tie is coming out my chin.